Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the annual organizational meeting of the Three Village Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to number three on the agenda, changes in the meeting agenda, there are three. We have addendum item NN2, non-instructional personnel schedule B11, and we have replacement page item F, appointment of district treasurer, and item TT, approval of district-wide school safety plan. Now we turn to the part of the meeting that we enjoy the most, student and staff recognition. Mrs. Pettisich?
Thank you, Mr. Connors. We are very pleased this evening to be able to recognize some of our athletes and the athletic teams, and I'd like to introduce our executive director, Mr. Peter Mallory.
Can you hear me? Is it on? Okay. Good evening. Is it on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. As was just stated, it's always exciting to recognize our teams and our athletes. We had an outstanding spring season here as the tradition of excellence continues here at Three Village. I'd like to start off saying on behalf of the entire athletic department, we thank the Board of Education and our central administration for being so supportive to our program. We really appreciate it. We know you value what we do. You support what we do. It's an extension of the classroom, and this spring is just another example of what we've accomplished. We had numerous teams and individual athletes win league titles, various accolades, but tonight we specifically recognize those teams and those athletes and coaches who made it to the state level of competition, which is extremely rare. In any school district to have one team, but to have multiple teams accomplish that in one season is really outstanding. I'd like to start off by saying many of the athletes and the coaches could not be here because of summer plans, but we wish to recognize their accomplishments here tonight regardless. So we start with our boys varsity golf team. Our boys varsity golf team won their second consecutive county championship. They also won their second consecutive Long Island championship. They were led by our coach, Bob Spira, who was named Suffolk County Coach of the Year. And individually, Jerry McAdin won the county championship and was the state runner-up by one stroke. So he had another outstanding season. And Matt Morocco was also a state qualifier. And the golf team members were as follows. Ryan Burtman, Mike Bogish, Tyler Flynn, Alexander Korkic, Brandon Lee, Jerry McAdin, Connor McGee, Matt Morocco, Kevin Moore, Timothy Palladino, Palmer Van Tool, and Ethan Vatsky. So congratulations to the entire team and the coaches. We also had our multiple state champion gymnast, Sydney Crossa, coached by Coach Carol Crossa, win a national title down in Fort Myers, Florida. She won the all-around high school national gymnastic championship. She closed out her career on an incredible and positive note. She will go down certainly as one of the greatest gymnasts to ever be here at Three Village. So congratulations to Sydney and our Coach Crossa. In varsity girls track, our first year coach, Charlie Cuzzo, led our 4x400 relay team to a state qualifying time that was a time that was a new Three Village school record, and they were able to qualify for the states, and they placed top 10 in the state up in Cicero, New York. I'd like to introduce, I know some of the girls were able to make it tonight, Sam Rutt, yes, I don't know if Sam is here, okay, Elizabeth Radke, what, their high school? Oh, okay. When they come in, maybe we could do that. And then Allie's here. Allie Gage, come on up. Congratulations. I got a certificate for you. Congratulations. Great job. And is Shannon Ryan here? Okay, so maybe if they make it, we can introduce them. So congratulations to the 4x400 relay team on the school record and placing top 10 in the state. Fantastic accomplishment. Lastly, we have our boys lacrosse team. The boys lacrosse team ended up being the Suffolk County champion, the Long Island champions, and the state runner-up. They lost a heartbreaking game by only 2 goals. An incredible season led by our head coach, Jay Negus, who was named Suffolk County Coach of the Year. And he was assisted by our outstanding coaches, Chris Muscarella and Chris Murphy. I'd like to invite Coach Negus up here to read off and Coach Muscarella and Coach Murphy to read off the athletes on our lacrosse team to honor them for their accomplishments. I'd just like to say before Coach starts, what was very exciting about this team is they were outstanding and they won all kinds of championships and they went to the states, but as an athletic director and being involved in athletics 24 years, I've never seen so many other coaches, players, and fans reach out to myself, to the coaches, to some of our parents, and congratulate us on our humility and our class as we won. It's a day and age, unfortunately, where sportsmanship is lacking, and this team had some of the greatest sportsmanship that I've seen in a long time, and that was really, really appreciated, really well done. Okay, Coach?
I'd like to start by thanking my two assistant coaches, Chris Murphy and Chris Muscarella, for all their hard work and dedication. I'd like Owen Kelly to come up here, please, he's one of our team managers and provides a lot of enthusiasm. Chavo. And also both the other two managers, Haley Reyes and Frankie Henberry, did an outstanding job helping us with the scorebook and feeding the boys after the game with all their treats that they made as one of our traditions. And most importantly, I'd like to thank all the boys and their families for their hard work, effort, and it was just a privilege and an honor to be a part of their success. They all came together at the end and bought into, you know, being a family and a team, and they really saw that they didn't need tons of superstars, that their effort and coming together is really what it takes, and buying into the process, and they did a great job, so. Please come up, boys. Christian Arrhenio. Okay. Brandon Avias. Okay. Thomas Patello. All right. Alex Calisi. All right. Perry, I know you're here. Come on up. I know Frank Siniglio is not here. Matt Cerrone. Connor Cunningham, Liam Davenport, Zach Flynn, Jake and Michael Giaquinto, Christian Grilly, yes, yeah. He's up at West Point. Matt Grillo, Christopher Grillo, Connor Grippy, Zach Hobbs, DJ Kellerman, Christopher Kenny, hey. Noah Kepis, Dylan Krieg, Joe LaRosa.
You guys going to help him after, I hope? One of our players lost his dog right before coming here, so he's out in Old Field looking for him right now, so he couldn't be here. Andrew Lockhart. Not here. Connor Long.
Owen McAvoy. Connor McGinley. Andrew McKenna. Alex Metzler.
No.
Edward Munoz. Greg Petracco. Dominic Pryor. Jack Purdy. Walter Saracini. Gary Schmidt. Sean Thornton. Thank you very much.
Mr. Negus, we're going to ask the team to come up to take a picture, if that's okay, with you and the coaches. Thank you.
Congratulations again, guys. Okay, buddy, good job. Okay, so I'm glad that our 4x400 relay team has made it. Did you girls run here? Right. And I apologize for the miscommunication. Sorry. We didn't get it here. So I'd like to bring them up again. We could take a nice picture. I'd like to bring up Sam Rutt. Sam, come on up. Oh, she's the only one. Liz Radke. Okay, come on up, Liz. I'd like to bring Allie Gage back up. Allie. Sam Sturgis. Sam. And Shannon Ryan. Congratulations again, ladies. Tremendous accomplishment. Thank you.
We know that it's the summer, so if you would be comfortable leaving, we will have no problem with that. And we appreciate you coming in and meeting with us this evening. And congratulations on that wonderful accomplishment.
But he leaves. Turning to number five, administration of oath. We have the administration of oath to the newly elected board members, Jonathan Kornreich and Angelique Regolia. Turning now to B, the nomination of President of the Board of Education for the 2016-17 year. May I have any nominations, please? Dr. Kerman?
I second.
Is there a second? Mrs. Bavinka?
You always second.
Are there any other nominations? All in favor? Opposed? One abstention. I'm not voting for myself, that's for sure.
One
so forth.
Huh? Yeah,
now I have to. Yes.
She's really feisty tonight.
Miss VP. What was in that soda you tried?
Nomination for Vice President of the Board of Education. Nominations. Mrs. Irene Gish, second. Ms. Blavinka. Any other nominations? I move that nominations be closed. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? One abstention. Congratulations to you. Thank you. Turning to D, nomination for District Clerk Pro Tem for 2016. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Inger for that.
Inger Germano. Okay.
Second.
Deanna. Any other nominations?
Nope.
All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions. Abstentions. Congratulations to you.
Oh, it's the summer. Can you tell up here?
She's been out in the sun too long.
Turning to number six, the appointment of offices. E, the appointment of Kathleen Samponia as the district clerk for 2016-17. Do I have a motion on that? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes unanimously.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn. Okay, turning to F, the appointment of district treasurer for 2016-17. That would be Elizabeth Fleming. May I have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes unanimously. Turning to G, the appointment of deputy district treasurer for 2016-17. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the appointment of district claims auditor for 2016-17. Jeff, maybe if you could just explain a little bit about the district claims auditor and
Our district claims auditor, what they do is they review every single disbursement that we make. We run checks every other week, and they're here usually one full day. Sometimes it takes them a second day to finish up, if it's a larger check run. But every month they provide a report to the board's audit committee, which then gets forwarded to the entire board. This past year, our previous claims auditor had retired, so we changed claims auditors last year, and we've been happy with this new firm. We'd recommend that we appoint them for another year.
We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Germano, second. Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, the appointment of a DASA coordinator for 2016-17. That would be Kathy Taldone. May I have a motion on that, please? So Mrs. Gish, second Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to seven other appointments, and there are a lot of other appointments. We'll try to go through this quickly. Turning to J, the school district appointees for 2016. Can these all be done, J through X? Is there any objection to that? Because I have no objection to that. Okay. J through X, those other appointments. Mr. Cornwright, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Okay. Let me get myself organized here.
That comes to me. Yes, you are.
Wait a second. Okay. We're turning now to eight items for board discussion. Policy, I'd like to turn this over to Mrs. Gish, who chairs the Policy Committee of the Board of Education.
Okay, we have a number of policies. I'm going to read them off quickly so that people know what's out there. School board elections. Many of these policies, it's just a matter of a change of wording in order to comply with statutes that change every year. Agenda preparation, promotion and retention of students. The only one I'm going to pull is the entrance age. So we can do all of them except the entrance age, and then we'll talk about that one, okay? Admission of non-resident students, school-sponsored student expression, student fundraising, resolutions, code of conduct, suicide prevention, competitive bidding procedures, school safety plans and teams, and individual emergency care safety plans and regulations. Were there any questions on any of these?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do we have a motion to approve
second.
These? Now we can approve this for the second reading. Okay. Okay. Second. Mm-hmm. All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. The one we're pulling is the entrance age. The reason for that is that I wanted to give the community a chance for some input. We're going to do the first reading on the entrance age change, and then we will vote the final vote on the next meeting.
Okay, I just want to be clear. You're accepting these?
All the others. Yes, except
that'll
this.
Be deferred until the next meeting.
Right. Now, this one, the entrance age, we're requesting a change in wording from early admission to kindergarten is done by screening and children must be 5 years old, and we're crossing out on or before April 30th and making it say between December 2nd and December 31st of the school year kindergarten admission. In other words, we're moving the early admission from, it used to be, it could be up to April. We're moving it back to December. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Maturation, Common Core, some of the requirements of students as they move on is for more abstract reasoning that we feel it's not appropriate for the younger children, even though they may be. We're not saying they're not bright. We're not saying they can't read and all that other stuff. But there are other things that enter into attending kindergarten early. So we're going to vote this as the first reading, and then we will take input, if there's any, from the community and finalize it at the next meeting. So we need a motion.
So moved. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Angelique. All in favor?
All in favor.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
So this is the first reading on the entrance age,
okay,
and the second reading on all the others.
Okay.
Are we clear?
Good.
Clear. Good.
Okay, turning
that's
to...
my. That's my moment.
Wonderful. Thank you very
my
much.
Moment. Once
turning to 9, designations and authorizations. Z, the statement of assurances and disclosure of interest by Board of Education members. I have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double A.
We clump them?
Yeah, yes, except on HH, we're changing it to be no increase in lunch price.
Right.
Okay, so.
Okay, so double A through double O, we're going to be voting one vote for that. And HH, we are we're going to amend to no increase in the school breakfast and lunch program and the reduced breakfast and so forth. Okay.
Second,
Dr. Kerman, and any discussion on this? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. There was a proposal to increase the school lunches for next year. There was an increase last year of 25 cents. We did not want to have another increase 2 years in a row unless it was absolutely essential. It was not absolutely essential, so we will not have an increase this year. Okay? Probably have to do something the following year, but not this year. We did not want to increase it 2 years in a row. That would have increased the cost by 50 cents. Too much, so forth. Okay, turning to bids. Jeff, can you talk a little bit about the bid situation? That's
sure.
Kind of important.
Sure. Related to our bond referendum, we went out to bid on phase three, which is the various projects, but the big projects for the four elementary schools other than Arrowhead are unit ventilator replacement and window replacement. Some other work too, but those are the big projects. Most of the work was scheduled to be done next summer, being in 2017. So we had the bid opening, and perhaps because of the timing of the bid opening, with summers at the beginning of summer, the bids came in very high. So we are hoping that by rejecting the bids, going out to bid again in the fall, we'll have better luck. If not, we'll make a determination of what to do then. But for now, we're recommending rejecting all of these bids.
Do we have a motion to reject all of these lowest bids at this point? Dr. Kerman,
second.
Mrs. Regolia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to QQ, bid extension renewal. Jeff?
Yes, we have a currently in our food service contract. We provide uniforms to our food service workers, and we get these through a company where we go out to bid. We'd like to extend the bid one more year. For this year, though, coming up year, we're going to make a change. We're going to give the option of either the way we've always done it, with having our employees go to this particular vendor to get their uniforms, or they can get it as an allowance, and then they get their uniforms wherever they choose. So. So for those that would like to continue, because this is in their contract that we do it this way, so we would like to still extend this bid, but open up the opportunity for them to buy the uniforms on their own should they choose.
I have a motion on this, please.
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 11 items for board action. Double R, the M.S. Clark Memorial Library budget vote. Kathy?
This is just the approval for the upcoming Emma Clark annual library vote.
Okay. I have a motion on this, please, as proposed. Okay, Mr. Cornwright, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double S, new course proposal for 2016-17. Mr. Scanlon?
Yes, after the CDC had met earlier in the year and made the course proposals for new courses, we had embarked on a project with curriculum writing for the business courses this year. Dr. Baum proposed a change in one of the courses. This app development class is going to be a new offering this coming year. So we put forward the proposal for the course itself.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double T, the approval of district-wide school safety plan for this year. And the one modification I want to add in here that Irene Gish will be the board representative on the committee. Have a motion on this, please. Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to W, the acceptance of donations.
We have one donation. It's $250 donated by Christiana Martindale, who is one of our teacher mentors who just retired. And it's to be used for the restoration of the nature preserve at Mount Elementary School.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double V, the approval of district committees.
Sorry. To be in compliance with Board of Education policies 2250 and 2260, the board is asked to vote on the approval of the committees. They would be district-wide committees for the 2016-17 school year, which includes the composition of the committees and their purpose.
Can I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to WW, declaration of surplus equipment.
We have six bench shop tables in the Murphy Junior High School wood shop that are all in unrepairable condition, and I would assume that if the wood shop teacher can't fix them, nobody can. So,
may I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, the second. Mrs. Bablinka, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double X, the declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have a long list of textbooks, several hundred textbooks that were declaring surplus. I see dates going back to 1981, and I think that's the oldest I saw, all at Wood Mobile High School.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, discussion? Yes, sir.
Jeff, what do we do with these textbooks?
Well, we always try to find somebody to take them. We also ask Kevin the
Follett. Yes.
They'll come in and they'll review all of these, and if there's any that they would be willing to purchase, they will give us a price on it. If we can get some money for it, we'll take it. But pretty much with textbooks, because of the weight of them, it's hard to even give them away. But if they'll take them, and even if the
third world country.
Well, the problem is the shipping of them.
Right.
That's where it always the snag we always hit.
The books themselves, many of the curriculums are outdated. If they're beyond 5 years, they're no longer within even Common Core. So
ours. I'm talking about bringing it, to Uganda or someplace, where
shipping would be the expense.
The
yeah. In addition, also some, particularly the newest book that's on this list is an AutoCAD book. The technology has surpassed the textbook now. So that's the trouble with having printable books, and it's a lot of schools are going to more digital copies of books, which can be updated yearly without any additional costs.
And also the pedagogy and the teaching of languages changed radically in recent years, and these are very dated, some very dated books. So.
We're doing it right now.
We're doing it now. Yeah.
We're about, I would say, about 15 to 10% of most of our books are digitalized now.
And where will we be?
Probably more in the 30 to 40% range. All the books we purchase now must have a digital copy available. So what many of the chairs and directors are doing are they're buying classroom sets and buying the digital versions. Some of the companies have become wise to the fact that a lot of schools are going to the digital versions, so they're requiring you to buy some hard copy, hardbound books, and they're upping the prices now on the digital copies. But as I said at a prior meeting, just as an example for the Discovery Ed Tech book for the science in fifth and sixth grade, those books would have cost us $85,000 to replace if we bought hard copy books. In total, both of those grade levels cost us $1,700 for a digital copy per year.
Unbelievable. What a difference.
So it's an enormous difference in expense. And it's available at home and with any of the devices that we have available.
So what's the barrier to greater adoption?
Textbook adoption is done yearly. We're about 75% of the way along with new books now. So we've made a lot of progress with that. But as I said, the unfortunate thing is changes with state curriculum. For instance, the New York State science standards, this national science standards haven't been adopted by the New York State's Department of Education, so they're going at their own science standards. So we're sort of in a holding pattern for that particular area. But many of the other books have already been converted over. So,
on the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double Y, the approval of agreement with Alternatives for Children for Nutrition Program.
Alternatives for Children is a special needs school located off of Bellmead Road, and we've provided lunch for them for a number of years. They come and pick up the lunch from us. The type of contract this is, it's governed by the New York State Department of Health, and the maximum increase we can charge year to year is 3%. So we are recommending increasing it by 3% from $3.09 to $3.18. The lunch that we provide is similar to what we would serve to our kindergarten children. So it doesn't cost us anything, and they come and pick up the lunches. It's about 75 lunches per day.
Oh, good. Good. On the motion. Okay, Mrs. Germano, second Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to double Z, the approval of special education tuition contracts.
We have two contracts for students to be attending private schools based on CSE recommendations. One is with the Center for Developmental Disabilities, and the other is with the SCO Family of Services Organization.
Okay. You have a motion, Mr. Kornreich? And second, Mr. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. This is a big one. AAA, transportation contract with Suffolk Transportation Service.
We are allowed to extend a transportation contract 1 year at a time, as long as both parties agree. The maximum increase, though, is governed by the Consumer Price Index. As established by the State Education Department. So for this coming up year, this contract would increase 0.9%. That's the CPI that the state uses for this. So, and we're happy with Suffolk Transportation. We would like to continue using that.
Very good. You've done a very good job. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mr. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to triple B, the appointment of Affordable Care Act compliance consulting services.
This is a firm that we've used since the Affordable Care Act came into being, otherwise known as Obamacare. This firm is one of the they were one of the first to actually offer this kind of service, and we were one of their first clients. We know them from the years that we've worked with them through our health insurance plan. So we actually got a very good deal with this firm, and Gary and I, we always remind him that we were one of his first clients for this and put him on the map for Affordable Care Act, so he better not raise his price. So we're paying significantly less than other districts for the same thing.
He's listening to you, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You're right, Jeff. As a result, there was no increase now.
Yeah, no increase.
Okay, Mr. Cronwright, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple C, the appointment of superintendent's hearing officers. How do we want to handle this? Assistant superintendent. Is there any questions on the motion as presented? I think it's pretty obvious and so forth. May I have a motion on that? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple D, the establishment of district-wide director of elementary curriculum to the Three Village School District Administrators Association collective bargaining agreement and the appointment of individual to said position. May I have a motion, please, on that? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple E.
Triple E is the person indicated in confidential Schedule A. With regard to Triple D, it's the MOA assigning the leave and offering the position with the salary.
Yeah. Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Cornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple F, the agreement for TVSAA employee. May have a motion on this also. Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple G, the establishment of security director to the Three Village School District Administrators Association collective bargaining agreement. May have a motion on this. Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple H, the approval of 2016-17 non-aligned employee salary schedule. Okay. Mr. Cornreich. Excuse me?
That'll just be as revised.
Mr. Cornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes unanimously. Turning to Triple I, the authorization to assign employees to one-on-one supervision and chaperone services.
Mr. Connors, we added this resolution different in the past. In the past, what you've done is you've taken every individual employee in Three Village and approve them individually. This resolution just allows us a one-time approval of all our employees, and we can do that. We can assign them every year now.
May I have a motion, please? Mrs. Gish, Mrs. Regolia, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion. Yes. JK and L, the Assistant Superintendent of Business Services contract, the Assistant Superintendent for Educational Services, and the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources. If there's no objection, may I have a motion, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Germano. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple M, the contract agreement with athletic trainer, which we all have received. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Germano, second. Mr. Cornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Triple N, personnel matters instructional,
May I have a motion on this, please, too? Mrs. Gish, second Mrs. Germano. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Darren?
Mr. Connors, I would like to point out that we did do a lot of hiring so far this summer and continue to do so. I would like to recognize Krista Presti, who is in the audience, and congratulate her. She started out as a teaching assistant, long-term sub, and worked her way up to a probationary special education position. So welcome and congratulations.
I would also like to mention Krista was a former student of Three Village. So thank
good.
You.
Good. Good. Congratulations to you. Turning to personnel matters, non-instructional. May I have a motion on this, please, too? Mrs. Gish, second Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Karen? Nothing unusual in that. Okay. Turning to triple O, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second Mrs. Germano. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to triple P, the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich, second Mrs. Germano. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 12, informational items of interest. Are there any informational items that need to be presented at this point? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to our second public participation, our first public participation. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, I have a motion for adjournment, please. Dr. Kerman, second Mrs. Germano. Good evening, everyone.